to Brian Goldthorpe, who's here from the Lorain County Metro Parks, kind of the man on site here. You have your first rose of the season, I understand.
Yes, went out this morning and looked, and it's...
Are you on the wrong mic? Which
one? I don't know.
Try to talk into that one.
Yes, we had the first rose.
I don't know. Did you unplug four? I thought you unplugged three, but I guess you unplugged four.
Well, I unplugged the last one in line over there.
All right.
Yes. Is our other mic on, though?
Yeah, we're good.
Do we have the bird mic out there?
Yeah. All right.
Yes, but so I commented to Brian when I walked up. They have the garden here, and there's a big sign that says, please do not pick the roses. And you sort of think, really? Is someone going to come in here in a beautiful thing and pick roses? But they have to put a sign so if someone picks it, they can say, see the sign? Don't pick the roses. Because, but you have your first one coming up, right?
Yes. Took a walk out there this morning, and I see our first bloom. So within the next week, we should have a full rose garden.
You don't have a sign that says, bugs, stay out of my roses. You don't have that. They don't listen, right? All those insects that can probably cause some problems.
Hey, Brian, we have a few bugs here this morning. What do we have? We had one on the table here a moment ago, and I know you have some handouts as to what we can expect.
Well, those are midges, or some people call them muffleheads. They hatch in the spring when the water temperature rises. It's showing that the lake is healthy.
Are the midges, are they different from the mayflies? Different size, different species?
Yes, they are two different species, and usually the mayflies hatch about 2 weeks after the original hatch of the midges, so we can expect to see them within the next week or two.
I'm assuming that these were printed by Brian, this information I'm looking at here, Craig? Mm-hmm. Or was this you that printed?
No, he did.
Okay, because it has a colored pictures, and I normally know if it's printed with colored pictures, it came from
they spare no expense
somewhere
here.
Else than where we have here. But this is the things that, and these are, as you say, it sort of shows the health of the, it's a little inconvenience, but it really is a good thing in a sense that you see these things.
Yes, it shows it's a healthy lake, and it can sustain the insect life now.
And so this is just the beginning, I guess, of them. We haven't got to the point now when we're sweeping them off the sidewalks.
No, that's usually the mayflies that happens with, and like I said, they're about a week or two away.
All right. What about our Chironomidae? Man, you know, I'm sorry to say, I am a spelling bee pronouncer.
No, I know.
I usually... Oh,
yeah, those are that's the scientific name for the midges.
That's why they call them midge.
Yeah.
Every good name deserves a nickname, and I guess that's the case there as well.
Brian, we're here at the Sunset Terrace, formerly the Rose Cafe. Tell us a little bit about how the operation differs from what it was to now what it has become.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we found that lunches weren't working here, and we decided to change the business model a little bit, and we got bids to operate it as a meeting hall / banquet hall. And with that, we decided, since it's no longer a cafe, we'd change the name to Sunset Terrace at Lakeview Park.
I would think this would be a wonderful, wonderful place for weddings, other kinds of receptions, business meetings.
Absolutely. Business meetings, even, during the day, if a nonprofit wants to come in and use our facility, they can reserve it.
How many people can you fit in here comfortably?
150 people.
How many legally? No, just kidding.
Where's the fire mark?
Well, get as many as you can get in here as well.
Our new caterer is a Taste of Excellence.
I was here for the grand opening. It was pretty tasty, I can tell you that. Yep. Now, you have a lot of things going. Now, beyond that, of course, you've got the beach. You've got the whole park here. What's coming up this summer? What are some of the big items?
Well, we have our Music Under the Stars series, which begins June 12th. It's always the second Sunday of the month. First one is True North Orchestra doing Disney themes. And then we have the 50s, 60s, 70s band Eddie and the Edsels, which is very popular. And then True North Big Band plays Frank Sinatra tunes in August. And then Latino Night is September 11th. That's Latino month. And we have the Latin City Soul Band, which is a local band from here in Lorain.
How about athletic activities on the beach? I know volleyball has been big here in previous years.
Yeah, we have two leagues. One league is the high school kids and junior high kids that play on Tuesday nights. Adult leagues are on Thursday nights. And we also have two tournaments, last weekend in June, last weekend in July, which brings a couple hundred people in for each tournament.
When do people start using the beach to swim and that sort of thing like that?
Lifeguards start on duty on Friday, and they'll go until about August 15th.
Okay. So when you have some communities that say, I'm opening our pool up, you know, for that, the lake here, obviously depending on conditions and other issues, determining how often...
Yeah, we watch for rip currents and different factors that we might have to close down the swimming. But other than that, usually swimming's available every day.
Brian, how do you know when you have a rip current? Is it visible?
It sort of is. If you get an above view, you can see a certain current. But you know, unless you really know what you're looking at, you don't realize it.
How often does it happen?
Usually when there's waves a little bit higher, 3 feet and higher, and it's around sandbars. So if there's a sandbar, it usually occurs in that area.
So you've come here this morning. We're on your terrace enjoying ourselves, talking about things that are happening. When you're done talking with us and we're done here, what kind of things are you doing today? What kind of things keep your days busy?
Well, today I'm going to be working on the fountain, getting the pumps ready so that we can turn it on tomorrow.
And that means what? Making sure nothing happened over the winter time and that all the pieces are still together or
well,
no damage is taken
this
place?
This year we took the opportunity over the winter to pull the pumps out of the fountain area and get them rebuilt. So I just got them back yesterday and we're installing them.
We'll need to fill up the fountain, though. That's what takes a lot of time, right?
Yeah, that takes about 4 to 6 hours.
Getting everything ready. And once that happens, then people see that and to kind of think about coming out to the park. We were out there this morning, people stopping by, and I thought, hey, some of our guests are coming. I realized, these people are just here to exercise. You've got a nice trail a little bit that goes through here and gives a chance for people to enjoy the lake but also get some good exercise.
Yeah, if you take the outer walking area, it's almost exactly a mile. So people walk this, you know, 3-4 times a day. They walk around here or run. We have people doing yoga. We have all kinds of activities happening Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. They have a yoga class on the platform on the west end. So it's a nice, peaceful area to do that.
On the eastern end of the park, you have what appears to be a very nice area of grass. What is that?
That is a lawn bowling area, which is an old game, very old from the Scotland era. And it's actually similar to bocce ball, but what it does is the ball is actually offset so that it curves like a curling, you know, into the ball.
Do you have to bring your own set, or do you have that available here?
Well, we have some sets that are available. They have also leagues that bowl here Mondays, Tuesdays, pretty much almost every day of the week. They have a league set, and anybody can join.
That could be us, Bruce.
I,